Your home for classic hits. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
I know it's a little slower, calmer, but you know.
96.9 FM, AM 1570, WILO and Boone 102.7 FM in the Party Line Show on a Friday just before the Hot Dog Festival. But there's a lot of other things going on this weekend, too, and we do want to talk about some of the things at the Hot Dog Festival coming up. But first, we also want to talk to Owen Lucas this morning. And Owen,
thanks for holding, bub.
Yeah, we appreciate that so much. It was great to talk to you at the fair, and we talked about harness racing at the fair, but we are having harness racing again tonight.
That is correct.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to this evening.
Yeah, so harness racing today starts at 11 o'clock. We have 19 races. It's one of our biggest races of the year. We have 125 horses coming in today. It's going to be a packed fairgrounds, lots of horses and everything. So if you do come out to the fairgrounds, just be aware of those horses around the barns area and also around the track. We start at 11 a.m. We've got some fast races today, three-year-old colt pace trotters and two-year-old trotters as well. So just come out and enjoy a free event at the fairgrounds.
Now, is this good grief? That many races?
19 and 125 horses? That's a lot.
Yeah, you said that. It's like our draws dropped. I mean,
yeah, it's when we found out the number, we were all shocked as well. We were thinking it was just going to be a smooth, easy ride today, about 10 races, and then we were informed that we're having 19 races. You can only imagine what we were thinking. It was going to be a long day.
Most definitely.
So what kind of condition is the track in at this point?
Actually, the track is in absolute pristine condition. We've been dropping lots of water on it this morning, and we'll keep dropping water on it throughout the afternoon and throughout the races during today. Like that, when we drop water on the track, we're dropping 2,000 gallons each time we drop water. So you can just only imagine how much water we're going through. With the sun coming out, we're going to be dropping even more because of the sun drying up the track. We've been working on the track all week, getting it ready, screening it. Like I talked at the fair about the screening process. Also, we've been using our diamond blade on it, which then takes out those ruts or any hard bumps in the track. But right now it's in pristine condition. Horsemen have already been talking about it this morning, saying that it's looking like the best track they've been on so far. So it's good to hear that we're having a good track today.
So since it is one of the fastest tracks in the state, are we looking at possibly some records being challenged?
And the weather should be perfect for today.
Well, weather is absolutely wonderful today. I couldn't ask for a better day today. Track records, like I say, I always wish and hope for a track record to be broke. But again, that's up to the drivers and up to the horses today if that's if what they're aiming for. I hope so. I mean, it'll be a excellent mark in our books for a track record, but we might not. We just don't know it right now.
Now, this is sanctioned racing, right?
That is correct. So we're sanctioned with the ISA, the Indiana Standard Bred Association. All county fair races have to go through the Indiana Standard Bred Association, as well as the paramutual races that go into December.
And we had the races at the fair. We have the race today. Will there be any
correct.
Other harness racing coming up in this season still here in Frankfort?
Yes. So our next race day is October 5th. We won't know how many races we have until just a few days before, and that goes for all races. We don't find out until just a few days before. But, yeah, October 5th, and that race time is at 11 a.m.
And then can people get food? Are there going to be any food vendors or anything out there today for folks?
Yes. So we actually have New Hope Church. They're actually located under the Antioch Church tent up by the show arena. And they'll be here for this race, and we hope to get them back for October 5th race as well.
That's right. Fantastic. It just floors me how many races you guys are going to be putting on today.
I was shocked by that, too, 125 horses. So.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Owen, thank you so much. I know you have a very busy day ahead of you, but we appreciate you taking a few minutes of time this morning to join us on Party Line, and we wish you the best luck today. And hopefully you have a clean and safe race today, and everybody does well.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Owen. Take care.
Owen
Lucas then with Harness Racing. And again, Harness Racing starts today at 11 o'clock. I thought it was an evening event, but man, 11 o'clock is a perfect time in the weather today. That is, we have been very lucky. So
yeah,
great weather today. I do want to talk a little bit about the Hot Dog Festival as well. Of course, that's the big event that's happening down in downtown Frankfort today. Opening ceremony starts at 11 o'clock today, and they have so many things this year. The different big thing is that it's the Sizzle and Roll Hot Dog Trail. So there won't be one tent this year. There will be several hot dog vendors, and they're showcasing unique kinds of hot dogs. And so I'm anxious to learn about some of the different hot dogs that will be down on the hot dog trail. And I say that because I will be broadcasting live from 4 o'clock until 6 today from downtown Frankfort. And I'll have some swag to give away as well and some tickets. So come and look us up while you're going around the hot dog trail. The family zone opens today at 11 o'clock as well. And there are a lot of great things for the kids to do. There's the Prancing Ponies and Petting Zoo today. Doc Dogs will be there, and Big Air. Actually, dogs will be the theme of this hot dog festival, obviously. And so if your kids or you, I love dogs myself, want to enjoy that, there is going to be dog events really throughout the Hot Dog Festival. Then the famous Idaho Potato Tour rolls in town today as well. There is pickleball free play. There is the Stage 1 Dance Academy. There is a mini circus show that starts at about 3 o'clock today. And I'm talking aerial acrobatics, 20 feet in the air. Lots of I'm looking here. Magic acts, chair stacking, clowning and comedy, juggling, fire, and lots of other things. So that's all included in the mini circus show. And I know that there are several performances of the mini circus show then throughout this weekend. So then the beer garden opens at 5 o'clock. Music kind of really kicks off tonight at 6 o'clock with the Medicinal Bluegrass Band. There will be all kinds of canine demonstrations. Some even with our local police office will be doing that today as well. Then X Generation Live Tribute Band for the 90s will be playing your favorite pop and rock and dance tunes this evening. That's at 7 o'clock. The Raices Festival Clothing Exhibition. That's the one Mel and I are looking forward to as well. I love those clothes. They are just so beautiful. Then at 8:30, the Big 80s Band, and you can look for the Big 80s Band at Veterans Park, as well as X Generation. That was the band at 7, and that is also going to be at Veterans Park. And then at 9 o'clock, Jason Pritchett will be taking the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. He is a top 40 Nashville recording artist, so they've brought in a really great name, a big band for that tonight. So lots happening tonight. Tomorrow morning, don't cook breakfast. I'm telling you, Carl will be disappointed if you cook your own breakfast, because Coach Kids is kicking off breakfast at 8 a.m. tomorrow, and they're going to have biscuits and gravy, pancakes, fresh fruit, and a drink. It's all just $8, and this supports local youth mentoring. They also have the Coach Kids Cornhole Tournament we talked about. The Splash Pad, of course, will be open. Then tomorrow as well, the Hot Dog Doubles Tennis Tournament will take place. Also, you can check out lots of little nooks and crannies, because the Wabash Valley Artist Society exhibition is coming to the Hubbard Gallery at the library. But I know that the art area between Arnie's and Ellis, I think they're doing some things down that alley too, aren't they, this time?
I believe so, yeah.
BMX Wonder Wheel Stunt Show, that will be tomorrow morning. They'll have the over-the-top street vaulting again. There's the Doxy Derby race, and then registration for those races, and then races, and then Doxy Ninja Warrior. Still in my mind. I know. Picture these little dachshunds going, yeah. And so that's all happening.
I just picture them in little ninja costumes. So, yes. You know.
Again, tomorrow, lots happening for kids. The Silly Safaris Live Animal Show meet and greet happens tomorrow. The Fun Zone is open again tomorrow. The circus comes back again tomorrow. Prancing Ponies and Petting Zoo is back tomorrow. More Dachshund Adventures tomorrow. BMX Wonder Wheel Stunt Shows. Oh, here's the Artist Alley. You can show your artistic skills and at the Ellis Alley there. And so I thought there was something happening there, and that's what it is. Then, as Mary Kay mentioned, the Recovery Community Choir will be singing at Veterans Park. There are Hoosier Storytellers happening tomorrow. Faith Family Praise Team tomorrow. Youth Theater will be there performing Under the Sea from Little Mermaid. Lots of family fun. That's what I love about the Hot Dog Festival. Mm-hmm. Even though there is a beer garden for the adults, there's still plenty to do for the family.
There's wizarding. Did you see that?
I did.
Wizarding at the library.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Gathering Point Worship Teams coming tomorrow as well. Karate demonstrations. More music from Eclectic.
Eclectic Worship
Ensemble. Yes. Doc Dogs Speed Retrieve tomorrow as well. Then the Frankfort Nazarene Worship Band will take place at Veterans Park. Then there's the Hot Dog Eating Contest. And I brought the information on the Hot Dog Eating Contest because I wanted to give folks a head up. So here's the deal. It's a $20 non-refundable entry fee. Space is limited to only 20 participants. So if you're wanting to get involved in that, you got to kind of be on top of it. All contestants must be registered by 4:45, and that's tomorrow. Then it's at the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. You have to be 18 or over. ID is required. And then, of course, the object is to eat as many hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Water is the only beverage allowed. Contestants will wait for the whistle to start. And then any complete hot dog and bun in the contestant's mouth at the final whistle is counted, provided that it is then swallowed. So just if it's in your mouth, you can't spit it out, it will have to go down. And so that is happening tomorrow at 5:30. Get this though, Mel. $1,000 grand prize. Can you do it? Can you eat that many hot dogs?
No.
Then,
especially with buns.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then you're drinking water.
Oof.
Can you imagine what that bun's going to do?
Roof.
Yep, exactly.
6 o'clock, a rock and roll tribute from Elvis to the Beatles featuring the Neverly Brothers. Then Cade Thompson will be in tomorrow evening with great music as well at Veterans Park. And then at 8:15, people have been talking about this guy, an Indiana janitor. Wasn't it down by Terre Haute is where this gentleman was from?
I believe so, yeah.
The singing janitor, Richard Goodall, he received a golden buzzer on America's Got Talent. It's an NBC show. National show if you haven't seen it. But anyway, he is coming, and I did see a clip of him singing.
Oh, yeah. He's got a fantastic
voice. He does.
He's got a beautiful voice. His students encouraged him to try out.
That's what I love about that. And from Indiana. So that's at 8:15, again, on the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. At 8:30, Matt Mayer is at Veterans Park. And then at 9 o'clock, Hotel California, A Salute to the Eagles will be on the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. So much happening at the Hot Dog Festival, and if you would like more information, you can. I'm sure they have a Facebook page, so you can check that out as well. And then a couple of other things that we have going on. Obviously, the Hot Dog Festival here in our home area, but then Saturday as well, it's Family Day at Abby and Libby Memorial Park, and they're having Exotics, Aquatics, and more. Also, today is the last day to get registered for Shoop's Country Foods Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off. And again, this is for amateurs. It can be anybody. So if you and your neighbor kind of have a friendly competition, or maybe you and a sibling have a friendly competition and you want to put your skills on display, this is for just the amateur. Today is the last day to get registered. And again, their categories are Build a Hog Burger, Chicken, Pork Loin, Pork Ribs, and an open category. And that Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off at the State Fair is August 10th. But today is just the last day to get registered. Also, Cutler Small Shop Celebration. Go to shoopscountry.com, by the way, to get registered for that.
Mm-hmm.
Cutler Small Shop Celebration is tomorrow.
And if you like tractor poles, go to Camden, because Camden Lions Club and Flora Community Truck and Tractor Pole is happening tomorrow. 1 p.m. session is, it starts basically at 1 p.m. and runs clear through the first lineup in the truck poles. You got farm stock, you got single engine mods, 2.6 trucks, and hot farm. That's all going in the first round. And then at 6 p.m., there's another session. 6 p.m., then you've got the King of the Hills, Altered Farm, Light Combo, Light Limited Pro Stock, and 3.0 trucks. So this is truck and tractor pulls going on at Camden and Flora at the Carroll County Fairgrounds, put on by both of those. So these are, I mean, it's a huge tractor pull. It really is. So and running both sessions, it's an all-day affair.
Also tomorrow is Bale Strong, No White Flags. This is an ALS fundraiser. Join them it's a ride for a cause. And again, when we had them on yesterday, you do not have to have a motorcycle. It does not necessarily have to have a Jeep, although they have partnered with the Hoosier Cruisers Jeep Club. You can go on anything. You can ride anything to be in this ride for a cause. Registration is from 10 o'clock until 12. It's $20 per vehicle. They'll start at TPA Park in Frankfort. They'll end at Teresa's Restaurant in Rossville, and they'll be doing the Ice Bucket Challenge during registration tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And so that is also taking place tomorrow, and it is a fundraiser for ALS. And so if we've left anyone out, I do apologize. We tried to get everybody in today. And of course, Frankfort Community Public Library has Hoosier Storytellers and Frankfort Hot Dog Hall of Fame, and all of that is happening, I think, tomorrow as well. Am I right on that?
Yeah, no, okay. I believe so. They're gonna do that. It's crazy.
That's a lot. Anyway,
for one weekend,
there is so much to do. Don't miss it. I'll be broadcasting live 4 o'clock until 6, of course, at the Hot Dog Festival. So come and join me there as well. And we'll have more next week, because we'll be out and about next week again as well. And then we'll be giving people another chance to win all next week here at WILO and Boone 102.7 FM.